We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
I'm at the Gloucester House Restaurant in Gloucester, Massachusetts, just about an hour north of Boston. And I'm with Lenny Linquata, the CEO of this long, historically family-run restaurant. And Lenny has the inside track to all kinds of good stuff. So we've got just about 5 minutes. Fill us in on the ice fisherman and that tower that we see out of the window here across the water at the restaurant.
Well, it's the mid-1919. And this young man who likes to ice fish, he loves to plant a garden. Every year he harvests up his fruits and vegetables. He packs his family up. And off to Labrador he goes. He arrives in Labrador with the fruits and vegetables.
Labrador?
Labrador.
In Canada?
In Canada.
That's a long way.
Nice and cold. Love the ice fishing.
Wow. Yeah.
And so he arrives there with these fruits and vegetables, and he doesn't know what to do with them, and he just puts them out in the shed. But as the winter goes along, he goes to prepare them, and he finds something in the Canadian winter preserved his fruits and vegetables. Comes back to Gloucester, and he works on his idea. He has no money, no job, but he has a very wealthy neighbor, a man in the candy business by the name of Schraft. It's 1919, and he's told his friend what he's done. His friend loves his idea. He likes it so much that he's willing to give him some money. So he gives him $10,000. He tells him to go secure a patent on his idea.
So a lot of money.
A lot of money. He tells him to go secure a patent, and off he goes. Well, as fate would have it, the following season, a very wealthy family from West Palm Beach, a family whose last name happened to be Post, as in Meriwether Post, they sail into Gloucester Harbor on the yacht. It's the middle of summer. They want to entertain their guests. They send a young steward ashore to buy a fresh goose. There's no geese to be had, so the steward's directed to the young man. He sells him a goose. They take it on the yacht, and they cook it up. And the Post, they're just delighted they found the fresh goose. And then they're told that it wasn't fresh. You see, they bought it from a young man by the name of Clarence Birdseye. When the Post realized that Birdseye has such a good idea, they want to buy it, but Birdseye has a patent, he's not interested in selling. So they return back to Florida. They tell the board of directors what they had found, and then they come to pursue Birdseye the following summer. Armed with the proposition even Clarence can't say no to, name your price. We're prepared to pay you anything you want. Well, it's the mid-1920s. The man with no money, no job, tells the people from Florida, I want $20 million.
Wow, that's like billions.
And
that's billions.
And they pay him $20 million.
And for those of you who may not make the connection, the Post, or you know the Post cereal? You know, Raisin Bran and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the Post.
Well, they pay him his $20 million, but they're no fools. They go out and they set up a company. They call their company General Foods. Clarence Birdseye becomes the father of frozen foods. And the candy man, Mr. Schraff, for lending his friend $10,000, he receives $250,000 interest on a $10,000 note in a little more than a year.
What a cool story.
And we're just looking out the window.
Now, that tower, the relationship between the story and that tower?
Yep.
Is?
That's the building in which frozen foods had begun. And that's the building.
Very cool.
Is that cool?
That is very cool. Now, how much time do we have left, sir? Hang on a second. Ah, oh, we're good.
3.5 minutes?
I suspect. That's okay.
Okay. So, you know, there's a connection that everyone looks for when you go to a place. And I'm going to tell you a story of how my family got here.
Okay. And we actually have about 1.5 minutes.
That's all?
Yeah, condense it.
Oh.
We're going to make it like condensed frozen orange juice.
Well, there was a man by the name of... There was an incorrigible young kid in the city of Gloucester. He was born in 1875, and his name was Roger Babson. And Roger Babson was incorrigible. Already he had gotten expelled from school in the first grade.
Well,
They let him back into school. By the time he got to the sixth grade, he had caused so much disruption, he had received 47 beatings in a year. And finally, high school, and off he goes. Well, comes graduation day at high school, the poor young kid doesn't have enough credits. But there's no way he's going to sit here another day in this school system. So they've devised a plan to give him a blank piece of paper and send him out the door. Off he goes. Before the young man's 32, he's a multimillionaire. Well, you see, the only thing he likes doing more than make money is spending money. And one of the first things he does, he goes out and buys the entire center part of Cape Ann, 3,000 acres. Turns it into a sanctuary, a reservoir, and then he just gives it back to the community. Sets up a college fund, sends 2 children to us. College every single year, pays the bill. Buys a maternity ward for the hospital, and then he endows the hospital $30 million.
And the incorrigible kid did this out?
And before this incorrigible kid is all done, that same man that got expelled and beaten up and all that, before he's all done, he goes out and establishes 3 colleges. Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts is his most famous. But he sets up a college in Eureka, Kansas, and an all-women's college in Florida. You see, Roger finally did go back to high school. He graduated, and at his father's insistence, he went on to college. He went to MIT. It was from there he took a job working for Wall Street. He was very, very bright. You see, he was so bright with his numbers and his figures that he became one of the main clearinghouses of all of Wall Street. Those brokerage firms paid him tens and tens of millions of dollars for his information. Predicted the stock market crash in 1929. Ran for president of the United States under the Prohibition Party. But it's the $30 million he gave our little hospital in town. You see, that really was the crux. You see, it was 1910 and he had become very interested in a little mining company in South Africa. A little company by the name of De Beers. Roger Babson, the incorrigible young kid, gave the community of Gloucester's hospital $30 million worth of diamond certificates. And that's the story of a young, incorrigible kid from Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Now, you see, people, this is a place you really need to come to because it's rich in so many ways, from its natural beauty to being one of those cultural cities named by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts this year, to fabulous food and so rich in history and stories. So if you want to meet the great storyteller himself, drop by the Gloucester House Restaurant in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and ask for Lenny the Storyteller. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stay with me. We're flying high.
You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Yeah. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Come fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
People, people, I'm so happy you're with us today. We are commencing our 17th year on the air with Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And I am here at Studio 35 with my on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcomber, senior producer, and great friend, David Isby. Hot stuff, no?
What is that? If you told me 17 years ago that we would be doing this show this long, I'd say, you're crazy.
Yeah, well, actually, you're celebrating the 16th anniversary. just to keep it, you know. But from a marketing perspective, we're starting
we're
our 17th year.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, we're starting our 17th year. It's like, you know, a baby is in its first year until its first birthday.
Well, congratulations. Let me be the first to say
and to you as well,
Thank you. We
did that. How about that?
And we've been, you know, spending a lot of time, you know, thinking about what are we going to do for the celebration. And there's so many over all these years, great interviews that we've done. And it's just fun pulling them out and rebroadcasting
and
them.
And taking forever to do.
Well, this is
because
true.
Because we are applying that requirement that it has to be sensational. You're in for another sensational hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams and more to come after that. Each of the interviews you're going to hear today were handpicked from over the years of interviews that have special meaning to me and to David. And I hope you enjoy them. Go to my blog at sabrams.com/blog, and you will find the links to hear the rest of each of the interviews, since some of them went on for multiple segments. Here we go, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
There are times in my life that I am impressed by people and events, and then at some point I actually get to have personal contact with them. And for me, that is the ultimate high. And we have a treasure, a national treasure with us today who fits into that category. I'm so happy to be able to share with all of you, Keely Smith. Welcome, Keely.
Thank you, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I have to tell you, I remember the first time I ever saw you, and I was awestruck because you were one of those people that is so striking and made such an impression. And it's funny that I thought it was my own little ruminating and analysis that saw that you had to have greatly influenced Cher until I started reading some of the material that was sent to me ahead of this wonderful opportunity to meet with you on the air. Mm-hmm. And saw that, well, gee, that wasn't an original thought. It may have been original for me, but I wasn't the only one thinking it. But it's clear the influence that you had on her.
You know, 70 years ago, I used to date A.J. Fort, the race car driver. And I was at Indianapolis going into the back way to the cars, and three teenage girls around 16, 17 years old asked me for my autograph. And I asked them, I said, how in the world do you know who I am? And they said, well, when Sonny and Cher came out, their parents went back and brought out the Louie and Keeley albums and told them this is who they're copying.
Yeah, so no kidding.
In one respect, it helped me in my career, because at the time they were very big. I really wasn't doing much of anything, and that helped a great deal. I thought Cher was wonderful. Sonny certainly was no Louie.
No.
But Cher was beautiful. Her costumes were gorgeous, and she, you know.
But, you know, she had, for those of you, the Louie that we're referring to, of course, is your past husband, Louie Prima. Right. And you had to see the similarity in the kind of the initial shyness that Cher brought to the stage and that striking look.
Mm-hmm.
That striking look, the you know, the attitude,
right,
that she brought was very much Keely Smith.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a dear friend. He's still my best friend today, and his name is Joe DiCarlo. He became the manager for Sonny and Cher when they were Caesar and Cleo. And when Louie and I broke up, he's the one that suggested to them that they do Louie and Keeley. Well, and they did, you know.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
And here I thought I was just being so clever at seeing the resemblance therein. Yeah. Now, the reason we have you on a travel show is clearly because of all the celebrating going on in Las Vegas with its birthday, your association with Vegas. We recently had on folks from the Riviera Hotel that's celebrating its 50th anniversary in April.
Wow.
And so when I heard that you've brought out a new CD that commemorates and brings back to life the impact you had in Vegas, I said, oh, let's see if we can get this wonderful lady on our show. Now, the name of the album is?
Keely Smith, Las Vegas, 58-Today.
And the 58 is because?
That's the biggest year that Louie and I had in the Sahara Lounge in Las Vegas.
You really brought the lounge into the headline position, didn't you?
Yes.
You made a big change in the way that people were performing.
Well, you know what? When we went to Vegas in November of 54, to be very honest, we were broke. I was pregnant, and we needed a job. And Bill Miller, the entertainment director of the hotel at the time, was a good friend of Louis, and he told him, he said, I can give you 2 weeks in the lounge. And Louis said, we're back in New York at this point. And Louis said, well, we'll take it. And he said, but Louis, you're used to headlining a room. Louis said, I don't care. That's how desperate we are. We really need this job. And we had our own little group, and we piled in four or five cars and drove across country. And when we first got in the lounge, it was a nothing. It was where the men gamblers put their wives to have a couple of drinks while they're at the tables gambling. And that's all the lounge was. It was a place to pass time. And once we started, you know, little by little, the owner would come to Louis and say, is there anything you need, anything we can change? We didn't have any lights. The waitress's service station was right in front of us. We were on a stage behind the bar, and it was really tiny. We had an upright piano. And little by little, Louis changed everything, and the place became a little showroom.
And, of course, everybody in the entertainment industry in Vegas was in love with you and Louis.
Yes, that was nice.
Who were some of the people that got dragged in for the evening by your admirers?
Well, Frank used to come in, Sinatra, and he brought a lot of people. He would bring Gary Cooper and Spencer Tracy and Natalie Wood and R.J. Wagner and you name it. Frank would bring them all in there, you know. I became very good.
R.J. Wagner being Robert Wagner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, we on the outside don't know him as R.J.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then, of course, Sammy Davis used to come in all the time. Dean Martin used to come in all the time. And it got to be the hangout for whoever was coming to town and working the other hotels.
It's phenomenal. Now, you've got a show coming up in New York.
Yes, I work Feinstein's at the Regency Hotel every year. And I'm opening there April the 19th for 3 weeks.
Oh, how fabulous.
As a matter of fact, Stephanie, we recorded this album that you're talking about live there last June.
Oh, that's fantastic. What songs are on this album?
Songs from the old days, songs that I did with Nelson Riddle and Billy May. Then, of course, I do a lot of Louis things for the first time. I sing in Italian, which is hysterical right there. And I screw it all up, but I have fun, you know. And Louis did an awful lot of really fast up-tempo songs, and I'm doing a few of those. And, of course, we close with When the Saints Go Marching In, and I get to go in the room and the people sing. It's really a very happy show.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And it went over so well that when I go in April, they've asked me to bring another show in, like that, except change some of the songs around. So we're doing Las Vegas 58 one more time.
Now, many of the songs that you made popular and famous were picked up by other people.
Mm-hmm.
Were these songs that you and Louis had written, or you just performed them and other people said, gee, that's great, we're going to do it too?
No. The only song that Louis and I wrote was Oh Babe. And, of course, Louis wrote Robin Hood. He wrote Oh, God, Sing, Sing, Sing. He did not write
He wrote
a
Sing,
Gigolo.
Sing, Sing?
Yeah. He didn't write Just a Gigolo, which a lot of people thought he did.
Wow.
And you know what, Stephanie? We just sang good songs. We didn't care who wrote them.
You sure did. But you had this amazing presence on stage. You were more than just people who came out to sing. You were a whole entertainment fulfillment package.
Well, you know what I think? People often ask me what I think the secret of it was, and I think the fact that we were married. And we could get away with things on stage that if you were single, you couldn't do. Like if we were single, I couldn't pat him on his rear. There are just things that we would say to each other on stage that you would not do if you were single. And I really think people would relate to us with that. Plus the fact that whatever we wore up on that stage, any person could go out and buy. I never wore, until I went on my own, I never wore an expensive gown on stage. Even today, I buy my clothes from a store called Chico's.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Chico's is a wonderful store.
I've seen their catalog, and I've seen them in other parts of the country, and they have one in San Juan. In San Juan.
That's a little far to go, Stephanie.
Well, I'm always traveling, so from here.
Well, that was Keely Smith in Las Vegas with me in April of 2005, and we're going to take a break, come right back, and continue that conversation. This is Stephanie Avery.
Up a lazy river where the robin song wakes a brightly morning.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're
you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Baby, baby, it looks like... In the last segment, we heard Keely Smith from April 3rd, 2005. And now, for our 625th show and start of our 13th year, here's Keely Smith on December 10th, 2006. Back in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we were live in Las Vegas for
the
show.
Both the first time you weren't there, the second time you
right,
were.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, this is, you know, it was at the end of the 50th anniversary year of the Riviera Hotel and Casino. And we went out there at the beginning, we went back at the end, and Keely Smith was there for us both times. So listen to this.
Welcome back, Coast to Coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams, live from the Riviera Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Stephanie Abrams.
So I'm busy sitting here saying, that's Sammy Davis Jr., and Keely saying to me, no, that's Bobby Darin. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I saw the sheep when we played the music out. That's Sammy Davis Jr. That was Bobby Darin. So how much do I know? It's okay.
Well, he has a very distinctive voice, so as does Sammy.
Yeah.
But I knew Bobby very well, and I knew that was Bobby Darin.
You knew an awful lot of people very well.
Yes. Don't you make any smart remarks about that.
No, then you see, you went to a whole level. You took that to a whole other place
than
I was going.
That's where my life is. It's at a whole other level.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that.
You don't really want to do that. It's all going to be in my book.
Uh-huh.
I told you I'm writing a book, right?
Yeah.
And
I want to live to see it happen.
You're going to live to see it happen.
Okay,
well. It's going to happen in 2007.
Yep, well, that's around the corner.
That's what you were what?
It's around the corner.
Yeah,
not
right.
Not a couple of weeks will we be there.
Well, I've always said I had to wait for a couple of more people to die. But now I'm getting to the point where I don't really give a dag on about them. So they sue me, they sue me.
There must be ways around being attacked because, I mean...
Well, if you say things maybe that in a way that's not the truth.
Yeah.
I want my book to be the truth.
Mm.
And if it names people or insinuates, then, you know, that's the way it's going to be.
Who are some of the people you'll be talking about?
Oh, God. Well, Sinatra, for one. Yeah, well, I almost married Frank, you know that.
Well, let's talk about that again, because did any of that... That relationship or whatever, you know, your meeting with him and what have you, happened because of Vegas?
No, it happened because Louis was too busy looking elsewhere.
Men.
That's the truth.
Men.
And you know what? We had Monday nights off, and one night I got a phone call from the hotel operator, Keeley Smith, telephone. I picked it up. It's Frank. He said, "Hey, Engine, I want you and the chief to come in tomorrow night and have a buffet dinner, and I'm going to show a movie." I said, "Just a minute." And I handed the phone to Louis. I didn't know what to say to Frank, right? And Louis gets on the phone, and the next thing I hear him saying, "Well, you know, Frank, I don't fly, but the engine will be there." "Sure, she'll come in." So that started my Monday nights of going into L.A. and being with Frank and his people, you know. And I must admit, I loved it. It was wonderful. But he treated me like a little princess. He never came on to me. He never got out of line with me. And what does he want?
I have no idea, but we're on the air in case anybody should notice.
Do you want something, sir?
That's what happens when you're on the floor of the casino live.
Well, maybe we can help him.
We can give you directions. We're good at that. We're all about travel.
Anyhow, that started my friendship with Frank. And Peter Lawford and his wife, Pat Kennedy, were my best friends. They were my chaperones in those days. And I'd fly into Beverly Hills and go stay at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And I'd call Frank and I'd say, "Okay, I'm here." And I remember the very first time he said to me, "Well, I'll send somebody to pick you up." And he hesitated and he said, "Oh, do you want me to pick you up?" I said, "I flew all this way to see you. You're going to send somebody else?" "No, you come."
Oh, feisty woman.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know you didn't talk to Frank like that. You know. Anyhow,
you never read a newspaper. I guess you weren't carrying a camera.
I was not
so
impressed
safe.
By him. Nat King Cole was my favorite singer. And I wasn't really impressed by Frank. I thought he was kind of cute. He had beautiful eyes. And that was it. And I went in there because it was something to do, to tell you the truth. And I was winding up having buffet dinners with Sammy Davis and Rosalind Russell and her husband and Billy Wilder and his wife and people like that that I had nothing in common with, didn't know how to talk to anybody. And I would sit there and say, thank God Sammy was there because I knew him very well. And at the end of the night, Peter and Pat would drive me back to my hotel. And that was my extent of going in there.
Well, hold the thought, because we want to find out if you were dessert. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back getting the inside scoop on Vegas and the Rat Pack and the Stars from Keeley Smith, who I adore, from right inside the casino. This is hot stuff, people. And we are having a glorious time and the most fun. And, I mean, if it's not enough just to be here in the casino itself, which is a joyous and fun experience, let me raise it up a notch because we've got Keeley Smith with us. And now who's that? We've had Bobby Darin. And I forgot who we had next. And who's that woman singing?
Tom Jones was just singing.
Oh, yeah, Tom Jones was the last one. Who would this be? So sweet on the sunny side of Son of a gun, it's Keeley Smith. I just got smacked. Of course, I may never wash that shoulder again where I got smacked right here. Oh, what a voice. What an entertainer. What a woman.
I only hit people I like.
What?
I only hit people I like.
Well, yeah, I do that too. I've beaten the stuffings out of David and Mark. Oh, gosh. Well, we left you in the last segment, like the perils of Pauline, at partying at the home of Frank Sinatra on Monday nights with all of his friends who became your friends.
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't.
Some of them did.
No.
Well, you mentioned Peter Lawford.
Well, he was my friend already.
Oh, already.
And his wife, Pat. Right. And Sammy was my friend already. But those other older people.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing in common with
them. No. Oh, but you mentioned Rosalind Russell was there. I love that woman. you didn't like that woman. Oh, we won't tell. Do you want to tell?
No, she was.
Was she stuffy?
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was stuffy.
See, but you know, did you ever see the film A Minority of One?
That's me.
Well, A Majority of One.
Yeah.
Oh, she was so wonderful in that film. And Mame. Nobody did Auntie Mame. Nobody did. Now, please don't tell me about Lucille Ball and Mame. She didn't come close to Rosalind Russell's Mame.
Well, I
didn't
like
her.
Lucille Ball at all. So I'm in the Mame department. I'm in the Rosalind Russell department.
What didn't you like about Rosalind Russell? Was she snooty?
She made Frank change the way he spoke.
What do you mean?
Well, if you listen to a record from now on, you'll listen to this. If you listen to a Frank Sinatra record and he sings the word and, A-N-D, he'll sing and. The
yes.
Moon was blue and. Well, that's not the way you sing it. You sing the moon was blue and the skies were pink or whatever.
Right.
But you don't say and.
I hear you laughing in the background there, David. You have the good
and
part
she,
without me.
And she told him his diction was not perfect, that his diction needed help. And she proceeded to tell him how to speak and sing properly. And it screwed up his phrasing, I think.
Our anniversary Best Of show continues with Marvin Hamlisch next.
Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Papa's in the icebox looking for...
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
In this segment, you're going to hear an interview I did on October 21st, 2007, with Marvin Hamlisch.
What a joy it is for me to introduce you to Marvin Hamlisch, who has long entertained and put a smile on all of our faces. And I had the pleasure of meeting him recently when he performed at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, among the ghosts of Rachmaninoff and Paderewski and Sarah Bernhardt and so many other talented people who over the years had performed in this Gilded Age Theater. And what a gracious man who, when asked to come on with us, said, sure, here's my number.
Right, you got it.
So here he is. Thank you so much for joining us. It is such a delight.
Sure, no problem.
You were wonderful.
Thank you.
You were really wonderful.
I enjoyed it.
And I remembered having sailed on basically an inaugural cruise. We like to think of them as shakedown cruises because they're the first cruises out to make sure everything's running smoothly. And I think it was a Royal Caribbean ship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably.
You were performing on board and sailed for several days with us. And I remember on the day that we stopped at the private beach on the way back, you got stuck in the elevator that stopped moving with about 10 other people, and the stories ran around the ship and how entertaining you were in the elevator.
Hey, you got to do something, you know? You got to be able to do something.
I was sorry I didn't get stuck in the elevator, too.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about your experience at the Colonial Theater, this treasure for the Berkshires. In Western Massachusetts, in Pittsfield, is a very, very special addition to all the cultural activities here. What was your impression of being there?
Well, you know, I'm always thrilled if there's a theater anywhere. You know what I mean? I just am, because we are living in a time where the arts are getting really, how should I say, they're not being treated like first-class citizens. So anytime a town puts together and cares about a theater, I'm always thrilled. But it's a lovely theater. Beautiful theater. I thought what was wonderful about the evening was that the singer was singing something from Phantom of the Opera, and all of a sudden you heard this humongous boom of lightning and thunder during the performance. I thought, wow, this is, the theater is not only a great theater, it also gives you sound effects when you need it.
Well, I think it was the angels applauding.
Exactly. But it was beautiful. I loved it. I liked the people. I liked the fact that they were very responsive. It was beautiful, and Of course, you know, that whole area is one of the most pretty places on the eastern seaboard. I mean, it's just gorgeous up there. So, yes, it was wonderful.
And on behalf of the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, we thank you.
Anytime.
You know, you mentioned the singer. He was a wonderful surprise. I had no idea he would be there. I have seen him perform many times because I saw the play that you mentioned both in London and in New York with him in it. And
right.
I had no idea he was going to be there. So why don't you tell us about that?
His name is J. Mark McVeigh. He was the star for many years of Les Miserables. I met him about 10, 11 years ago. And basically, when he is available, I try to have him as the singer that I go out with, particularly when I do solo concerts, because he's so wonderful, and he's ingratiating, and he's got a great voice. And so, yes, I bring him on, and I usually bring him as a surprise. I don't usually talk about it, because I think it's a wonderful surprise to have, you know?
Well, indeed, and what I found quite amazing, too, was, you know, we hear many great singers here in the Berkshires because there's the Berkshire Opera and Tanglewood, where, you know, wonderful people come and perform both in operas and as part of other musical performances. But his acting skills are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And you felt as if you were in the theater watching a play complete with scenery and costumes when he was delivering a song.
No, he is that good. There's no question about it.
Well, let's talk about you, because you're that good. Where are the places in the world that you have performed, since our focus here is on travel, that you have walked away with a piece of the place in your heart?
Well, let me tell you something. I happen to... Hello?
Yes.
I happen to love traveling. I do. I love it particularly. I love doing... It's almost like part of it is like a vacation for me. So I enjoy it. And places that I have really, truly loved are places like Australia, particularly Sydney, that I think is one of the most wonderful places going. I've always loved the south of France. I've never performed there, but who needs it? Who needs it? You just sit there and just enjoy yourself. And love that.
I know places that would welcome you in a heartbeat.
Right. There is definitely, just trying to think of places that have really meant a lot to me. Well, you know, funny enough, I think Montreal is a wonderful city, and so is Vancouver. I think those are wonderful cities. America, Charleston is a terrific place to be in. Just wonderful. So there are places that we've really enjoyed, and I try to once a year go somewhere, you know, something new and different and exciting, so that means something to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I've loved traveling. I really have.
Let's go back to the south of France, because that too is one of my favorite places. Are there any particular towns, cities, or villages that are memorable for you?
Ez.
Oh, of course.
Is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Did you stay in the what is it called?
I stayed near Ez, but I traveled, you know, I went to see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't stay in Ez, but it's beautiful.
You can. So. There is a medieval...
wonderful.
It's a chateau within Ez, and Chef Gredorc, part of it is the restaurant.
Sometimes
people just go there to have an amazing gourmet meal, and you have to make reservations a million weeks in advance if you're in there.
You're
but
right.
It's a medieval walled city, and one of the amazing things is if you go walk all the way to the top, and there are people that live in there, little shops and everything, and houses, mm-hmm. and people live in Ez, but it's way at the top of the mountainside overlooking the Mediterranean, and when you get to the very top, on the hillside by the church, there are a million different kinds of cactus.
Oh, and wow.
Did you go up that high?
I don't think I went quite that high. No,
now you have a reason
incredible.
To go back. And,
exactly.
And it's amazing when some of the cactus are in bloom to see the flowering cactus. It is said that these cactus were brought back by the Knights Templar from Malta, who went everywhere, including the southwest of America, and brought them because they're not indigenous to France.
Right.
There's a lot of history there. Where do you stay when you go to the south of France? Not that we're coming to drop in, you understand.
Usually we're in usually in Cannes or in Cap Ferrat. I think that Hotel Cap Ferrat is absolutely, you know, one of, that's just, you know, that's just
one step from heaven.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we broadcast earlier this year, January 7th, we broadcast from the Carlton in Cannes, which is,
Oh, that's beautiful. Right, right, sure.
Right there on the Mediterranean. And if you watch the film To Catch a Thief with Grace Kelly,
yes,
and
of course,
Cary Grant, you've got, and it hasn't really changed.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It hasn't really changed. You can see it and feel like you're there. It's just, it's marvelous. And then you mentioned Charleston. How much time do you actually get to spend in a place when you're there to perform?
Usually one day.
Oh, that's not
one day.
Yeah, that's not nearly enough.
So I perform on a certain day and then I stay an extra day usually. Mm-hmm. So that's usually what happens.
Are you working on any projects now, or is most of your attention's to touring and enjoying life?
Touring right now, yeah. Doing a lot of that.
Are you going somewhere that we should know about? We can all buy tickets to go?
Well, my next, let's see here, I'm going to be opening the season in the Kennedy Center with Roberta Flack starting on the end of the month, actually, 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to do that.
Oh, that's marvelous. Well, we're going to check on Google and find out in City Search and kind of track you down and watch where you are and see if we can show up for another fabulously entertaining evening.
My pleasure.
You had the chance to inaugurate a restored piano as well.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded fabulous at the Colonial Theater.
It was lovely, wasn't it? Yeah.
And I hope you'll come back to Pittsfield, Massachusetts again because we love you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marvin Hamlisch, for joining us today.
Bye.
It's been a delight. That's a genius who'll be missed, and how lucky I was and truly blessed to have had the opportunity to both meet him in person and to interview him. We're going to go off next to a 2006 piece of a show in which I talked about Saxony in Germany right after these messages.
BizTalk Radio.